Well, I have an interesting topic for you guys today. Today I am celebrating my 38th birthday, and I've been kind of in shock and awe today, and just humbled and excited and full of gratitude. I had some really hard things that I had to face over the past couple years, and some really hard truths that I had to come to terms with. But ultimately, I've kind of spent my 30s in like this zone where I'm a little bit confused a lot of times because, and I was up until a couple of years ago, I really genuinely thought, like, throughout my childhood and teen years and young 20s, that I wasn't going to live past 30. And I just learned a couple of years ago that there's actually a name for that, and it's actually a trauma response and a coping mechanism that's developed through PTSD, and it's called a sense of foreshortened future. And so it's actually not uncommon. I didn't know it was a thing until I, you know, started breaking things apart in counseling and pulling back the layers. And I really genuinely thought I would be dead by the time I was 30. Like, when I hit my 30th birthday, I was like, okay, midnight 01, I'm a goner. You know, I had just this intense anxiety around it, and I never really expressed it to anybody. I've talked to one of my siblings about it, but and come to find out they had the same coping mechanism. And I think it was kind of our way of just escaping. Like, it's not going to be like this forever. We're not going to be here long enough for it to be like this forever. And so we kind of just both hoped maybe that we wouldn't be here forever, because it was just, the pain was, it has just been too much. But in facing the hard things and in facing the things that I thought were going to be impossible to overcome, there's been a strength, a renewed strength in me. And now I'm just so grateful. I look back and I'm just so grateful, like, that God gave me my 30s, because in my 30s has been one of the most magical decades, almost a decade now. But I became a mother after I turned 30. At 32, I became a mother. Had I died before I turned 30, I wouldn't have experienced that. And, you know, prior to my 30s, I felt like my life had to be rushed. Like, everything had to be rushed. I rushed into relationships. I rushed into marriage. And I always felt this urgency to get things done and experience things, because I wasn't going to be here for very long. And so now I've been able to kind of just step back a little bit, and I've been able to not coast, but, and maybe not put the brakes on anything, but to just sit with what's going on right now and know that I still have time here. I still have time. I know I don't know the exact date and time that I will leave here. Only God knows that. But I don't feel like I'm in an urgent place to have to experience life, because I now know that was the trauma talking. That was my weird coping brain trying to make sense of things and trying to protect myself. And, you know, there are so many weird coping mechanisms that we develop through living with PTSD and surviving through trauma. And it really is just our brain protecting us. And that was just one of those things. But today, I've literally been sitting in tears at moments during the day because I'm just in awe that I'm still here. And I'm in awe that my life really is so beautiful. I have a safe home, a stable home. I did not have that ever growing up. I've been able to provide my son with that and give him things that I never had. such as a safe and stable home. And he knows that's home. He knows it's safe. He knows that. And just to feel so comfortable in our home and so welcome, like we've been able to create in that home everything that is so valuable for a healthy environment. And I'm sorry, I'm just in awe. Like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you saved me. Thank you that you gave me another chance. Thank you that I didn't leave here at 30. Thank you that I've been able to experience the things that I have since I turned 30. Like, it's just such an amazing thing. And you know, the ironic part is I'm 2 years away from 40 and I can't wait. I can't wait because it's like a weight has been lifted. Like, oh my gosh, I might, you know, there's no foreseeable future. Yeah, I can't determine that, but I might be able to see 40. I might be able to see 41. I might be able to see 50. And that's exciting for me. And it's just, you know, when you're looking at it from the perspective of the lessons that God is trying to teach you and the change he's trying to make in you, it's so different than just looking at a negative situation. Like, I could be grumpy and say, oh, I'm almost 40. Oh my gosh. But I'm so excited. It's different. And I'm so grateful. So I just encourage anyone listening today to stick with it. Okay. Healing is hard. Learning these things about yourself and the weird coping mechanisms that you develop or the weird little quirks that you have and sometimes how you're the problem. This is hard to face. But I promise you in the end, and I'm not at the end, I have a long way to go. But I promise you at some point you will look back and you will go, I don't even recognize that life anymore. And that's where I'm sitting today. I don't recognize that life anymore. It's almost too far away to be familiar. And that's my goal. Like, I don't want that life to be familiarity to me because I no longer want to attract it. And so I am just excited as I look back and I go, you're in the rearview mirror and you're almost out of sight. And I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I have this newfound joy in me today that I am just bursting at the seams to just smile and rejoice. And, you know, I've been jamming Crowder's song. Oh my goodness, I can't even think of what the name it is, In the House of the Lord. And it's saying, like, talking about celebrating being born again. And I just feel that, like, I'm celebrating being born again. I'm celebrating the second chance. You know, I'm celebrating the second chance to start a new generational cycle, you know, we'll say like generational traditions instead of bad cycles. Like, I get to implement something positive into my son, for him, for my grandkids, for my great grandkids. That sounds so weird saying it because I never thought I'd be a mom either. But all of this came because I faced the hard stuff. Some of the hard stuff. I still have a long way to go. Trust me, I have a long way to go. But it, you know, this podcast came about during a 16-week trauma course that I was doing, counseling 5 days a week. It was tough, but I faced the hard stuff and it paid off. So I encourage you today to face the hard stuff. And I think that's it. So remember that.